Blog Talk Radio.
About Haley Molested and what he did in South Africa, and then we're going to go into the African drum.
Africans are now seeking the unity
the oneness, which will enable us to put our freedom to the best use, for the service of the peoples of our continent, the defense of right and justice, the protection of the peace.
Will be maintained and strengthened.
to one question. The Emperor says, the Jacobs are chosen to Africa today. This is the collaboration for the purpose of achieving unity and the benefit of Africa. Contribution for the world peace. Washington. The Secretary of State, Dean Mustard, is in Mexico on the Kamala Rod body to a heliport at the Naval Observatory near downtown Washington. Members of the Navy
One, have given their all. Our promise is to give you our all.
For some support, only a Granger. His privilege of bringing understanding in its childhood was not necessarily an easy one. Growing up in the corridors of Kampala, the safari would gain a great reach against the power of the and develop a unique blend of ruthlessness, which would open the
world. I see him rise to
As you can see, this study is entitled Spiritual South Out. Now, I watched a lot of videos on YouTube, and it's a lot of bickering, a lot of debate going on about who David is. And I want you guys to know that none of these individuals have the truth. None of them.
I'm not part of any camp.
I'm not part of any religious group. I'm a one-man army.
I don't need to be with anybody.
I'm here to let you guys know the truth about who is who. And these are not the only two individuals that I know of. There's plenty more individuals that I know of.
But I'm here to tell you that David, spiritual David,
is noble duality. And spiritual Solomon is Haile Selassie.
Okay, let's get it.
Now, according to Israelite tradition, according to the Israelites of today, the Hebrew Israelites of today, they say
that Moab are the Asians.
So, if any man is claiming to be David,
Founded by Noble Drew Ali, born as Timothy Drew.
in the early 20th century. He based it on the premise that African Americans, who Israel claimed to be Judah, the Negroes, so-called Negroes, are descendants of the Moabites and thus are Moorish.
Okay?
So he's saying that African Americans are descendants of Moabites. Why would he say that?
If
David was on the thing, wouldn't David claim that?
Israelites
of today, according to the 12 sign charts,
they claim
that the Negroes, so-called Negroes of America, are of Judah.
must be dealt with. This reveals that we have a long long way.
It's also on the Google Center platform. Reverend D. Marshall Collins, Executive Director of the Western Christian Leadership Conference.
My wife.
My wife.
Thank you.
Lynch and Truth is the presence of the heavens. Truth is the relatedness of And in fact, if we've gone a long, long way, but it ain't the whole truth. And I'm afraid of the optimism on our leave you the victims of the dangerous optimism. By my stop in this water, I may send you away, the victims of an illusion wrapped in superficiality. So in order to tell the truth, it's necessary to move on and say, not only we've gone a long, long way, we have a long, long way to go. all this revealed that we still have a long, long way to go on the voting front. I've been talking on the Just Foods, and I gave a big picture, $30 billion, and we figure that tells us about the annual income and buying power of the Negro. But then we look at the other side. Tells us we still have a great deal of work to do. That other side reminds us that 42% of Negro families of our country still earn less than $2,000 a year, while 17% of the white families earn less than $2,000 a year, 21% of the Negro families of our country still earn less than $1,000 a year, while just 5% of the white families earn less than $1,000 a year. 88% of the Negro families of our country still earn less than $5,000 a year. Just 58% of the white families earn less than $5,000 a year. This reveals to us we have a long, long way to go. Another problem has come into being. Because of social injustices, the neglect of the tax. We have a very, very difficult problem in every major city of our country. The Negro can deny educational opportunities in so many instances. In the front, I'm not merely to appeal to Asian and African people. In the front, I'm an advocate for racial justice must be uprooted from American society because it is morally wrong. Segregation is evil, to use the words of the great Jewish philosopher Martin Buber, because it substitutes an I-it relationship for the I-thou relationship. Go back to the thinking of St. Thomas Aquinas. It is evil because it is based on human law. And our harmony with the moral, the natural, and the eternal laws of the universe. And where the Protestant theologian Paul Tillich has said that sin is separation. What is racial segregation but an existential expression of man's tragic estrangement? Also, separation is a terrible sin.
So we must solve this problem.
Not merely because it is diplomatically expedient, but because it is morally this is a great challenge facing America. Not only to do it, in order to solve the problem, you've got to develop massive action programs.
All over
the nation, the problem will not work itself out. We must work at it on a day-to-day and hour-to-hour basis. You've got to get rid of one or two myths that constantly disseminate around our nation.
One is
the myth of time. Now, you persons, I'm sure there are those people who contend that only time can solve the problem. They say they can be growing in our lives and the black community does be patient, don't push things too fast, and wait 150 years of time to work it out. I think there's an answer to this myth.
It
can be used to become effective. I hate to say that I'm absolutely convinced. The further we go here, we're out of our nation.
Most is committed to negative ends in our nation.
You can be much more effectively than the people and the forces of goodwill. It may well be that we will have to repent in this generation, not merely for vitriolic words and the violent actions of the bad people who will bomb a church in Birmingham, Alabama, but also the appalling silence and indifference of the good people who sit around and worship on time. Somewhere we must come to see that human progress never rolls in on the wheel but inevitability. Come through the tireless effort, the persistent work of dedicated individuals who are willing to be co-workers with God, and without hard work, time itself becomes an ally from the primitive forces of social stagnation. So we must have time, and we must realize that the time is always right to do right. Now that's another notion that gets around a great deal. It is the idea that legislation really doesn't have a role to play. You can't really solve the problem. You've got to change the heart. We have it all over the country.
You've got to change the heart,
and you can change it through our legislation.
Well,
now I would say that there may be some truth in this, that you can't change the heart through legislation at that moment. I may go along with that argument. I would have to go on to say it may be true that you can't legislate integration, but you can legislate desegregation.
It may be true that
morality cannot be legislated, but behavior can be regulated. It may be true that the law cannot change the heart, but it can restrain the heartless. It may be true that the law can't make a man love me, but it can restrain him from lynching me, and I think that's very important also. While the law may not change the hearts of men, it does change the habits of men. When you change the habits of men, pretty soon the attitudes of the hearts will be changed. So there is a need for strong legislation constantly to grapple with the problems that we face. Right now,
civil rights right here,
dealing with voting, being debated on Congress about I think this is one of the most important fields facing our nation today. This is came into being as a result of our movement in Selma, Alabama. A movement articulated along with the aspirations of those poor people of the Black Belt for freedom and for the right to vote. This movement dramatized the issue so much. The president of our nation, backed up, I'm sure, by the vast majority of the people of our nation, came forth calling for new civil rights legislation.
Challenge work with renewed vigor. Friend, man,